ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಥ್ರೀ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಎಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಲಿಬ್ರೇಷನ್. This time, confluence age, is the time of transformation, purification, and divinization. So, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. I think about 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, Baba said, every day is the day of congratulation. Congratulate each other. Because it's the time of achievement. And true relationship, to experience the true relationship. All relationships with one, the Supreme Being. And realization of the wonders of how matter, mind, in other words, drama, the soul, and God interplay, display. To realize this, a wonderful relationship between the soul and body, soul and soul, and soul and God. Realization that this world is a playground, or we can call it where the stadium it is called, where the games are played. Today Baba is also reminding us to become a good player, but play. Do not play alone. Just become an active player, but a detached observer. But not alone, be with Baba, in company of God. Even God does not play his role or his part alone. He makes drama is companion, or Brahma is companion. In some aspect, most of the time it's drama. Brahma, Baba says, it is important of drama. Everything is what is, it goes to drama. One time it was a very interesting scene in Madhuban. Shiv Baba actually made aware of us the important role of Brahma, how great is great-great-grandfather. Shiv Baba is only father, and Brahma Baba is great-great-grandfather. And without him, I could not do anything. I need the support of body, but I need the support of the soul who has gone through the whole cycle, so can grasp what I am saying, because he has experienced from the beginning, through the middle till end, and the Raj of Raja Yoga, or the secrets of knowledge of Swadarshan Chakra, needs the realization. And with realization, what is played with right under plays is right, one plays with right understanding, plays accurate role, perfect role. And Brahma Baba sang the praise of Shiva Baba. No, how could I play this role if Baba was not there? How Brahma will become Brahma? Who made? So Baba was playing his, not playing, but actually naturally, beautifully expressing his humility. And Shiv Baba was demonstrating, showing us his greatness. And it was the more Brahma Baba shows greatness of Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba then gives, multiplies greatness of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba puts the ball in Shiv Baba's lap and Shiv Baba puts in Brahma Baba's lap. Good game. And eventually, where this became quiet, it was, drama is great. Both are playing the role on this stage. It's time. What is drama? Drama is time and a karmika karma. And so, time is eternal, but actions are also, without action you cannot stay here, because soul is living and it likes to express and experience itself because it's living energy. And so today Baba is also reminding us that we are players. But who is actually playing the game? Who are in our, what is called, in our team? It's a game or battle between Ram and Raman. We do not fight really, but Baba says it is Ram and Raman's game. But we need to become winners. And so drama is our referee. Just becomes neutral and watches how the game players are playing the game. Doesn't interfere at all, but observes very minutely. First time, this last week or 10 days ago, whenever it was, first time I watched for an hour this football match. Never watched it. And I did not know any rules and regulations. And I had to ask again and again, what does it mean? When they are going to, ball comes so near the net and they take it away. Why are they not sensible? Let it go. They just push it again. Even the player, the blue dressed people, I did not know which party it was, because I was only understanding blue dress and white dress. And then they explain. So gradually, just I got grasp little. And I say, but in fact, this is exactly the game that we play. Drama is so neutral, but instantly makes us aware, realization, just like a referee is noting down. He's not that, he's not. He's very careful, very accurate, instantly. And drama also, then though we say drama, but in fact puts a full stop and makes it active again. And so, but today Baba is saying, play the game and become a detached observer. What does it mean? That when Maya is playing its game, it's coming in different form, just like a ball, football game. And so, observer, do not jump in, no matter how much, so many, I'm sure, in stadium, there will be very expert players also. But they do not come out from their seat and jump in where the football players are playing in this ground. Watch it is a game player. Maya has its own players. And these are all negative tendencies. And Baba has his players. plays through us, drama plays through us, or we are player and our companions are divine virtues. And Baba, as knowledgeful, gives us the knowledge of karma philosophy, because a play is an action. Play is nothing else. Play is action and interaction, right communication, and also these players were actually so connected with each other. Ball is here, and this one, instead of sending the ball here, puts on other side. So he knows this synchronization, how it works. Who can be actually very careful? So knowledge is connected in peaceful stage of soul consciousness, pure consciousness, detached consciousness. Then we are able to protect ourselves, or we are able to reach our goal. We are also playing and world ball to achieve it in our own corner, in our conscious, in our personality of perfection. So this goal, the world drama, world, perfect world, is our goal. And we need to achieve this, keeping the negative tendencies away from us. And Baba says that you are playing very good role as you are becoming Baba's children, and congratulations, intoxication, deep realization, tapasya, all you are making efforts, and Baba is very happy. But suddenly, in between that, like today Baba is saying, you are really doing a wonderful game. But in between, Baba sees that Maya loves you. Is it Maya loves us? I said, when I was reading Murli, it's true, Maya loves us. Because Maya played the role through us and make us so perfect in all actions full of weaknesses, vices, defects, hatred, not only just vices, anger, greed, attachment, ego, they are good ballers, they are good players. But the subtle, their companions, jealousy, hatred, competition, comparison, reaction, rejection, these are the subtle active actors that instantly take away our inner happiness. We are winning and still we become defeated. But Baba says they must come because it's a play. It is not that you will continue to play. We have played this role that Baba taught us for half a cycle with perfection, satisfaction, great joy. This is why it says deities are always worshipped, praised. Congratulations are worthy to be, not only just congratulations, but worthy to be worshipped. So now when we have to conquer these vices with true realization, we need the power. And so this is why Baba says, play the game as a detached observer, but make sure that you are playing this, keeping me, making me my companion. In company of God, we are receiving that power to recognize the enemy, to recognize what is our destination, both things. If we have recognized God and have not recognized Satya Maya, we are defeated. So as much third eye is to recognize God, So third eye should also see, because it is the magnifying glass, which Baba gives us magnifying glass to see our divinity of perfection of the golden age. And it is when it is really divine, it has also power to see my own defects, my own weaknesses. And then I am able to protect myself. Weakness cannot protect weakness, because it is an attack of weakness of others. But I can protect myself only when I have this godly power with me. Baba's company means, it is not that Baba is playing the game with me. Baba is also a detached observer. He is also, but he is giving me the power how I can actually first protect myself by having connection with Baba. If I have not protected myself by using what? Using the knowledge and virtues. I have the knowledge that I am a pure and peaceful soul. But if I am not making this virtue my companion, virtue my power, virtue protects me. And then when virtue protects me, I am not wasting my energy time in fight. Then I have the power, godly power, as well as Brahmin powers. Two powers make us victorious or winner. And these two powers are godly powers, means knowledge, purity, peace, love, truth, happiness, jnan, shanti, prem, pavitrata, or anand. Purity, peace, power, knowledge, this is godly powers. The truth is godly power. But godly power must be also associated with Brahmin's powers, because without having Brahmin powers, I am not able to recognize the Maya, the games of Maya, players of Maya. We have the knowledge of drama, but do I have the power to pack up, let go? Past is past. Knowledge is there, but in order to make it into practical life, Brahmin powers are needed. This is why we say drama, drama, but it takes so long to put a full stop, to pack up, to become introspective. Power to pack up means, power to withdraw means, power to withdraw means becoming introspection, inner inspection of myself. And when I begin to inspect inner myself, if this person is saying something, how much is truth that I see my mirror? And how much is their attitude, their reaction, or their good wish for me to correct me and support me? So you become totally detached from that, and you learn from that to protect yourself. Even other person is negative, so looks negative, but he's not negative. They have expectations of you. They know that you have the capacity, but you are not using it. So through this introspection, you do not take the sorrow, or you do not think it is criticism. Introspection plays you the power to help them at that time also, not to have new account of karmic account. And this power is then empowering others that they don't keep that any kind of wrong feelings for you. A relationship still remains, new account is not created when introspection is there. New karmic account we create because I am not inspecting myself, I am only correcting others. and other person is also reacting of that correction, new account is created. So the power to withdraw from whatever activity has taken place and become introspective. Then pack up everything, not to repeat again and again that scenario. Just the essence of everything, what is valuable, what has given me insight from this. Then I have this power to accept, tolerate. In fact, Brahmins don't have tolerate. This is ignorance. I have been tolerating for so long. I have to tolerate this person. Brahman have the strength. Because it is just the accept, the secret is accept it, and then you can handle it. You have the strength. Unlimited heart, ocean open inside, deep within. So all these powers, power to face, power to cooperate, power to merge, power to discriminate between right and wrong, decision making, these are Brahmin powers. Deities do not need these powers. And so in our play of this drama, we need our players are godly powers as well as knowledge, Brahmin powers. That's why we need to make Baba our companion, or learning from Brahma Baba, who is the expert player. And so we take the Brahmin powers. Then he becomes trainer. Brahma is our trainer. He trains us how he played, he demonstrated us. And we become victorious, successful souls. Then we are able to actually not only become player, but we also able to, as Baba said today in blessings, someone has weakness, you are able to give them power. Even those who win, no? And one those who defeat, they just embrace each other. There's not enmity. And if there was any kind of negativity, they will hate each other. And if they do anything wrong, they are punished. They lose it. Otherwise they would be still winners. And so Baba says, you will become winner only when you are able to accept others, respect others, learn from others, then it means that you are giving power to them and you are winning, having the power for yourself as well. So, with godly power we play this role. Otherwise, drama and karma from the past becomes very obvious in the drama. To play our karmic account in a very different way. Time is short because we have other activity today as well, especially at the time of you have children handicapped. Who is suffering? You or the person who is handicapped? The person mentally handicapped, happy, joyful, doesn't feel pain and sorrow. Does not have to pay anything. Healthy, happy, eating everything, enjoying everything. Parents are suffering. Who has the karmic account to pay? Not the child. Not the handicapped person, but the parents. Must be some karmic account from the past. And that is being paid now by playing the role of sympathy, dedication, money, time, energy, and these are then subtle karmic account. Drama is not only a time, but drama means secrets of karma. And so play the role by on this world stage by having knowledge of the secrets of karma, as well as play the role by being karma yogi. And yogi means God my companion. Yoga with whom? Yoga with Baba. And so when my relationship with Baba is there, I have power to face, I have power to understand, power to accept, power to let go, all the powers, Brahmin powers, come in practical actions. So this is why we become winners, conquer our own weaknesses, and also support others to conquer their weaknesses. Pay in a very royal way. Negative does not pay with negativity. Negative is certainly paid with the other energy level, no, positivity. Light dispels the darkness. Knowledge has to work with the darkness. So the knowledge helps us to dispel the darkness and also act in the inner light, divine light, spiritual light. Love, pure love, soul-conscious love, innocent love, selfless love, spiritual love. The quality of the virtues become divine, elevated, godly. So this is why it's the time of celebration, time of transformation, time of purification, and time of congratulations. Because divinity is growing, has taken birth. As God comes, He gives birth to the divine age, deity religion, deity power in us. And so religion is power. Baba's birthday means birthday of qualities, birthday of new consciousness, birthday of new life. And so congratulations of new life, celebration of new life. Thank you. Om Shanti.